How much time do you have? First, President Obama and his administration are not recognizing that the business sector is the engine of this economy, not government. Government doesn't create jobs. The business sector creates jobs. It's like an engine on a train. If you don't fuel the engine, it's not going to pull the stuff that's loaded in the caboose. That's what they are not doing correctly, in my opinion. Secondly, they are also passing and promoting and in some instances trying to intimidate businesses through the regulatory arm. When businesses don't know what the tax structure is going to be, and this president is still talking about raising taxes, and you have regulatory agencies like the National Labor Relations Board trying to intimidate Boeing into not going to a state that they want to go to rather than a state that the administration wants them to go to. And when you have them writing massive legislation that's going to impact the farm community, the business community, and every other primary business sector market-driven enterprise in this country, you're meddling with the free market system. It doesn't work. And this is what these are some of the things that they're doing wrong. Thirdly, Obamacare, healthcare reform legislation, the ruling last Friday by an appeals court that said that the mandate is unconstitutional. I applauded the Supreme Court for making that ruling because I and many other people had said that it is unconstitutional. And now I, for one, wanted to hurry up and get to the Supreme Court because I love the ruling that they made on Friday, which basically upheld some of the things we talked about. So those are some of the major things. And to summarize, they don't understand or accept the advantages of certainty in order for businesses to plan their businesses. This president and administration have done nothing but create more legislation, more taxes, not yet, but they're trying, more regulation and more uncertainty, which causes business people to say they are not going to invest their dollars. Correct.
But what about two individuals who within a sort of contract determined that Sharia law is what they want to use instead of their contractual disputes?
If two individuals have a contract and it spells out in that contract what they mutually agreed to, then let the courts decide whether or not those two individuals lived up to the conditions in the contract. I don't have a problem with that. That's the way our system is supposed to work. My earlier statements got totally misconstrued, so let me just set the record straight. I believe in the First Amendment to the Constitution of the United States of America. I believe in freedom of religion. And I don't believe that Sharia law has any place in our court system. I believe Sharia. I believe American laws for American courts. End the story. People in a community elect their commissioners. They elect the people who make those decisions. So the community ultimately has the last word on what happens in that community. That's the way it should work. I didn't say that. I said people in the community elect their elected officials. Their elected officials are supposed to basically reflect the will of the people. So that way it's up to the will of the people. The people in the community elect their elected officials and they hold them accountable for their decisions. Okay? Next question. Wake up. Some of you all have awakened. Thank you. And I'm glad that I see so many young people at all of the places that I speak, a lot of the events that I attend, and I happen to believe that a lot of them are waking up to the fact that if they don't get involved, we're going to leave this nation in a mess. It's going to be in shambles. They won't be able to achieve their American dreams the way many of us have if they don't get involved in order to try and help change things. So get involved, stay involved, and become a part of the solution and not the problem.
The consensus seems to be that it is Romney, Kerry, and Romney. I wonder what
Okay. First, the media, most of them, not all, they are looking at this model that I talked about. National name ID. How much money they have in the bank. And they've all held high political office before, or they currently hold an office. This is why they believe that they are the top tier. And based upon that criteria, they are the top tier in terms of the candidates that are getting most of the attention. However, what we are finding out is that just because the mainstream media doesn't do a story on you, you know, 10 times a day because you fall into that category, doesn't mean that you're not building momentum. Our approach has been more of a grassroots ground game, and it is working. For example, the Iowa straw poll was just one barometer. What about the Des Moines Register's statewide poll? Two polls in a row that had me solidly in third place. If people choose not to talk about that, that's fine. What about the Gallup positive intensity poll that has shown me in first place in positive intensity for 11 straight weeks? They choose not to talk about that. We can't control that. What about polls that have been held in various states around this country at their GOP conventions, and they do a straw poll, and Herman Cain wins? I won in Hawaii. I won in Georgia. I won in a number of other states. What about big conferences like the Western Conservative Summit, where they had nearly 1,000 attendees? They held a straw poll. I won with an overwhelming 48% of the attendees. What about Smart Girls Politics Conference? I could go on and on and on. So what I'm saying is our encouragement and our momentum is coming from the ground, the people. What sets me apart is that my message of common sense solutions and me being a problem solver, that's what's resonating with people more so, quite frankly, than some of the others. We will eventually get that top billing, but we're going to have to break through some of these stereotypes about what promises to be the nominee.